I want to thank God once more for allowing me to be here with you. You know, several years ago, I was in New York City autographing the first book that I had written. While sitting there autographing books, a black woman came up. The only question I heard from her was, "Are you Martin Luther King?" And I was looking down writing and I said, "Yes." The next minute I felt something beating on my chest. Before I knew it, I had been stabbed by this demented woman. I was rushed to Harlem Hospital. It was a dark Saturday afternoon. That blade, the tip of the blade was on the edge of my aorta, the main artery. Once that's punctured, you're drowned in your own blood. That's the end of it. It came out in the New York Times the next morning that if I had merely sneezed, I would have died. Well, about 4 days later, they allowed me, after the operation, after my chest had been opened and the blade had been taken out, to move around in the wheelchair in the hospital. They allowed me to read some of the mail that came in, and from all over the states and the world, kind letters came in. I read a few, but one of them I will never forget. I had received one from the president and the vice president. I've forgotten what those telegrams said. I received a visit and a letter from the governor of New York, but I've forgotten what that letter said. Yes. But there was another letter that came from a little girl, a young girl, who was a student at the White Plains High School. And I looked at that letter and I'll never forget it. Said simply, "Dear Dr. King, I am a ninth grade student at the White Plains High School." She said, "While it should not matter, I would like to mention that I'm a white girl. I read in the paper of your misfortune and of your suffering. And I read that if you had sneezed, you would have died. I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze."
WMFO Medford 915 on FM.
I've got my hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm, and I'm ready to swing. Hi, hi, ho, ho, won't you swing with me? I've got a brand new song to go with them, and I'm ready to swing. Hi, hi, ho, ho, won't you swing with me? Set your tempo, not fast, not slow. Ready, let's go. Everybody swing, say, I got my hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm. I'm ready to swing. Hi, hi, ho, ho, won't you swing with me? Got my hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm, and I'm ready, so help me. Hi, 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 ho, ho, won't you swing with me? I got a brand new song to go with them, and I'm ready to swing. Swing with me. Now set your tempo, don't want it fast, don't want it slow. Ready, let's go for it. Everybody swing with me. Hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm, and I'm ready to swing. Hi, 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 ho.
Time again. Time for one of you listeners to pick the record that we turn the spotlight on. On the line, we have a young gal who wrote from Tampa, Florida, Helen White. And Helen, hello.
Hi, Harry.
Helen, what would you say is one of the records really moving up the charts in Tampa?
Well, I think Foxy Lady by Jimi Hendrix is going to be a hit.
Okay, Foxy Lady, our featured record then. Helen, thank you for picking it, sweetie.
All right, thank you.
My grandfather gave me that name before he died, John Jones. His home is at Sugarloaf, Mississippi. He gave me that name. He used to sit down and tell me tall stories about what the wolf would do, you know, because I was a bad boy, you know, and I was always in devilment. So he'd sit down and tell me about what the wolf would do. So he told me the story about how the wolf done the Little Red Riding Hood, you know. Every time the girl had asked him, "Mr. Wolf, what make your teeth so big?" He said, "A bird I can eat you, my dear." And said, "What make you eyes so red? The bird I can see you, my dear." And so, you know, and then they finally killed the wolf and drove him up to the house, you know, and showed me the wolf. And I told him it was a dog. He said, "No, that's a wolf." I said, "Well, what do a wolf do?" Say, "He howl." He said, "Woo," you know. And so I got afraid of this wolf, you know. And every time I'd kill some of my mother's chickens, she said, "Woo," so that'd scare me, you know, and it made me mad. And they called me wolf. And I gets mad about this. So they just kept on calling me wolf. And I got to the place, I didn't care what they called me. They can call me panther if they want to, you know what I mean. But the first, I was afraid of the wolf, you know. Oh, I was 3 years old then, you know, when they started to call me wolf. Ever since, because you know how it is. Some people, you know, when they find out that you're getting mad about something, they always slip that in. There's that wolf, you know, and it upset me, you know what I mean. I didn't know it was going to be a great name for me.
Began in Africa. It is criminal to teach a man not to defend himself when he is the constant victim of brutal attacks.
American dream. We've experienced only the American nightmare.
Kunta, Kunta Kinte.
That's your African name. Must I give you a new name? Must I say you name? Kobe.
There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good. It sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
You're tuned into the Tears of the Gods sound collage.
here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. We're celebrating Black History Month, our concluding episode. We've got featured artists galore for you this evening. Jimi Hendrix, Howlin' Wolf, and Valida Snow. Hank Fonce's favorite female. Actually, favorite female singer and jazz artist. We kicked off that last set with my favorite slide guitarist, Hound Dog Taylor, born with six fingers on both hands. That was a completely nasty sounding guitar that I think works oh so very well. Just give me back my wig. And then it was my remix of Vangelis' La Infant. My Plastic Sushi Martin Luther King Jr. I'm Glad You Didn't Sneeze remix. Quite an incredible piece of American oratory in there. And then it was Valida Snow with hi-hat, trumpet, and rhythm. And then Jimi Hendrix with a live version of Foxy Lady from the BBC Sessions collection. And then it was Howlin' Wolf talking once again, telling us about his life. And then singing I'm the Wolf, both from the Chess Box with Howlin' Wolf. And then we concluded with my Plastic Sushi Malcolm X remix of Fatboy Slim's remix of the Nigerian drummer Babatunde Olatunji's percussion masterpiece Jinla Go Ba, originally recorded in 1958. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Junior Wells in a Chicago blues band with Buddy Guy. This is Chitlin' Con Carne. So, in the next set, we're going to go kind of deep and bring you a very rare Jimi Hendrix performance. It's a jam recorded at the Record Plant in March 25th, 1969. And the personnel... You're listening stereo, right? Yeah. In the center, we've got Jimi Hendrix, well, left center guitar. And then we've got Jim McCarty of the Buddy Miles Express on the right side guitar. Mitch Mitchell is on drums and Roland Robinson on bass. It's from a very controversial posthumous album called Message from Nine to the Universe. And some people believe that the producer kind of just created this thing that's more the producer's vision of a performance that never happened. But, you know, we like to go deep and bring you rare cuts, and that's certainly what this is. And we're also going to hear Howlin' Wolf's version of Wang Dang Doodle. And then another of my sound collage remixes of Martin Luther King's speech. This is actually the last speech that he ever gave in his life, because the next day he was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee. And I've got that mixed on top of the Beverly Hills Cop, the Axel F. by Harold Faltermeyer. But first, let's start things off once again with one of our featured artists, the incredibly talented Valida Snow, here on WMFO in Medford.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream of what, scheme of what, you're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things you've always pined for, gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, my little baby, till that lucky day. You know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. What the
high-toting Annie, dumb fast talking Fanny. We gon' pitch a ball down to that Union Hall. We gonna romp and chomp till midnight. We gonna fuss and fight the daylight. We gon' pitch a wang wang doodle all night long, all night long, all night long, all night long. Tell Cooter to call him in. Tell Albert to sing your net. To tell old Pistol Pete. Everybody gon' meet. Tonight we need no rest. We really gonna throw a mess. We gonna break out all the windows. Gonna kick down all the doors. We gon' pitch a wang wang doodle all night long. 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 Shake it, Boxcar Joe. We got sawdust on the floor. Tell Piggin and Kill I die. Ooh, going to have a time. When the fish ain't fill the air, I be snuck juice everywhere. We gon' pitch a bang bang doodle all night long. All night long. All night long. All night long. All night long.
From some of our sick white brothers. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will, and He's allowed me to go up to the mountain, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we so I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Woo!
You know I love you, darling, walks from your door. Lord have mercy, darling.
You've been tuned in, listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. This is our concluding episode celebrating February Black History Month. And in this evening, we had its featured artists Jimi Hendrix, Howlin' Wolf, and Vilitis Snow. We began that last set with Vilitis Snow and I Can't Give You Anything But Love. And then it was Jimi Hendrix and Jim McCarty of the Buddy Miles Express and Mitch Mitchell on drums and Roland Robinson on bass with a jam called Jimmy Jimmy Jam on the posthumous controversial album Message From Nine to the Universe. And then Howlin' Wolf's version of Willie Dixon's Wang Dang Doodle, followed by my Plastic Sushi Martin Luther King Been to the Mountaintop remix of Harold Faltermeyer's Axel F, Beverly Hills Cop theme. Then it was Lightnin' Hopkins with Let's Move. And then it was T-Model, Ford, and Gravel Road with How Many More Years? Also from that outstanding Mojo Presents Let's Move, a heavy blues collection compilation. Then Elmore James, Rollin' and Tumblin', and Howlin' Wolf, his final performance for us this evening, The Wolf Is at Your Door. We're concluding right now with our closing ambiance. This is Sun Ra with Somewhere Else, Part 1. Thanks so much for listening. I expect to be back again next week with another sound collage for you. Not quite sure what that's going to be, but stay tuned for apparently some more automated music from Rick Deckard here on WMFO. Yes, we are Tufts Freeform Radio.
Mistakes in my mind.